USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Brussels, where he's taking part in the NATO summit with 29 other world leaders. Biden continuing his international trip. On Sunday, the president was discussing holding China accountable for the origins of coronavirus.
One of the things I raised, and others raised, I wasn't the only one who raised this at the G7, is that we don't know, we haven't had access to the laboratories to determine whether or not, I have not reached a conclusion because our intelligence community is not certain yet.
Two tropical storms are possible in the Gulf this week. The National Hurricane Center is watching the Atlantic get more active and keeping an eye on two possible systems. One storm is in the southern Gulf and the other just moved off the coast of Africa. There's a third possible system right off the coast of North Carolina, about 90 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras. You're listening to USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
The average price of regular gasoline rose 2 cents to $3.13 per gallon over the last 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
The price did reflect an increase of 95 cents higher than this time last year. But according to industry analyst Trilby Lumberg, the spring demand rush has yet to commence.
The spring demand rush, as we might normally call it, simply did not materialize so far because of price, because of general inflation, and because the work commute is still grossly reduced.
The highest average price across the nation is the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.31 a gallon, compared to Baton Rouge at $2.60.
An excessive heat warning in effect for Las Vegas and Phoenix this week, where temperatures could reach as high as 117 degrees all week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New border numbers being released show the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is continuing.
The U.S. Border Patrol says their agents encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run for Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mall owner Washington Prime Group is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns more than 100 shopping centers filing late Sunday, blaming the coronavirus pandemic for creating what it called significant challenges. The filing isn't a surprise, as retail analysts had noted that malls were struggling before the pandemic kneecapped in-store shopping. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.